chapter 22. And it came to pass after these things that God did test Abraham and said unto him, Abraham. And he said, Hineni. And he said, Take now thy son, thine Ben-Yochid, Yitzhak, whom thou lovest, and get thee into Eretz Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled his donkey, and took two of his servants with him, and Yitzhak his son, and cut the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up, and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on Yom HaShilashi, Abraham lifted up his eyes, and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his servants, Abide ye here with the donkey, and I and the young man will go over there, and Nishtahaveh, and we will come back again to you. And Abraham took Atzei Ha'olah, and laid it upon Yitzhak his son, and he took the ash in his hand, and a knife, and they went, both of them together. And Yitzhak spoke unto Abraham his father, and said, Avi. And he said, Hineni, Bani. And he said, Hine, the ash, and the wood, but where is the say for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a say for a burnt offering. So they went, both of them together, and they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built a mizbeach there, and laid the wood in order, and made the akedah of Yitzhak his son, and laid him on the mizbeach, on the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, and took the knife to slay his son. And the Malach Hashem called unto him out of Shemayim, and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Hineni. And he said, Lay not thy hand upon the young man, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thy Ben-Yochid, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and Hine, behind him, a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering, Tachat, his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Hashem Yireh, as it is said to this day, In the mount of Hashem it shall be provided. And the Malach Hashem called unto Abraham out of Shemaim the second time, and said, By myself have I sworn, saith Hashem, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thy Ben-Yochid, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy zerah as the stars of the skies, and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy zerah shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy zerah shall kol goyei haaretz be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. So Abraham returned unto his servants, and they rose up and went together to Be'er Sheva. And Abraham dwelt at Be'er Sheva. And it came to pass after these things that it was told Abraham, saying, Hine, Milcah, she hath also borne children unto thy brother Nahor, Uz his Bechor, and Buz his brother, and Kemuel, the father of Aram, and Kesed, and Chazo, and Pildash, and Yidlaf, and Betuel. And Betuel fathered Rivka. These eight Milcah did bear to Nahor, Abraham's brother, and his Pilegesh, whose name was Reumah, she bare also Tevach, and Gaham, and Tahash, and Maha.